Good morning, colleagues. At the outset, I would like to thank Dr. Uma Devi and the organizers of this conference, the annual conference of the Association of Gynecological Oncologists of India, for the kind invitation to deliberate on the important leads to cervical cancer control from the studies conducted in India by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, in collaboration with several national institutions in India. I wish to apologize for my inability to be present with you physically, despite the invitation by Dr. Uma Devi and the organizers several months ago, due to an unexpected important competing commitment during the same days as this conference. I would like to request my colleagues to bear with me for my absence. As you are aware, cervical cancer continues to be the number one cancer in many developing countries among women, and India is no exception. And in fact, 80% of the worldwide burden of cervical cancer is experienced in South and Central America, Sub-Saharan Africa, South Asia, and Southeast Asia. There are interesting trends from India. On an average, for every 100,000 women, about 25 to 30 women develop cervical cancer annually. Thanks to the presence of some of the long-lasting population-based cancer registries in India, we have some information on the trend of cervical cancer incidence in India, and these show that the cervical cancer has been declining slowly in some of the populations over the last 2 decades because of socioeconomic development and the changes in the reproductive profile. But however, this fall in the incidence of cervical cancer can be further accelerated only by a planned intervention like screening or early detection. It is critical to note that a quarter of the world burden of cervical cancer is experienced in India, with 123,000 new cancer cases per year and 71,000 deaths. And this is a very, very important burden as far as the overall global burden is concerned. And the control of cervical cancer in India will have a major impact on the worldwide scale. Despite the high risk of disease in our country, there are no organized efforts to control cervical cancer. In fact, we do not have an organized cervical cancer screening program. And there have been several barriers for this sorry state of affairs, like the high costs associated with an organized program, the inadequate infrastructure. Still, India doesn't have, on a national basis, sufficient providers in terms of screening providers, providers of colposcopy and the infrastructure necessary for treating precancers and associated follow-up, and some of the logistical difficulties with the different types of screening approaches. I mean, all this have compounded together to impede organizing a program in our country. You see here the data coming from 6 major cancer centers in the country, which indicate around a third of cervical cancer patients either do not complete treatment or do not receive treatment at all. We note here about a quarter of localized cervical cancer patients, that means patients with stage 1 or possibly stage 2A disease, do not receive treatment or have incomplete treatment. Here is the comparison of 5-year survival from cervical cancer in different regions of India from population-based cancer registries and similar statistics from other Asian countries such as Thailand, China, Philippines, Singapore, and data coming from some of the African countries. We note here a considerable variation in 5-year survival in regions with less organized cancer services. You have a lower survival, around 35-40%, while in metropolitan areas we have a 5-year survival between 50% and 60%. But on the other hand, you look at Thailand, which has developed a more developed healthcare system in almost all regions, the 5-year survivals are near 60%. And in China, again, you see the regional difference between the rural and urban areas, while Singapore, with its excellent healthcare infrastructure, is achieving 5-year survivals above 75%. And our survival rates in some of the regions are similar to what is observed in sub-Saharan Africa. And this is an important finding which should not go unnoticed. Several national institutions like the Tata Memorial Center, the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, the Nargis Dutt Memorial Cancer Hospital, the Chittaranjan National Cancer Institute, the Cancer Institute in Chennai, Christian Fellowship Community Health Center, Nargis Dutt Memorial Cancer Hospital, the MNJ Cancer Institute, the Christian Medical College Hospital, the Regional Cancer Center Trivandrum, and the PSG Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, and the Bhagavan Mahavir Cancer Hospital in Jaipur. Such institutions have collaborated with the International Agency for Research on Cancer to conduct studies to address what possible screening tests can be used in different contexts of India, in the different regions of India with the different healthcare profiles. What are the performance of these tests, and what are the accuracy statistics, and what limitations they have, and what logistics could be used in implementing screening programs based with this test, and what are the efficacies of these screening programs in terms of reducing incidence and mortality from cervical cancer, and how cost effective these are. And we will discuss the results briefly in the subsequent 10 minutes. Cytology is the standard screening test in developed countries. Good quality cytology works. But the problem is the difficulties in providing a good quality cytology when there are several limiting factors such as inadequate resources, human resources, fiscal resources, and infrastructure. So, some of the alternative tests which are emerging are the low technology tests based on visual inspection with acetic acid, visual inspection with Lugol-Cidin, and a high technology method based on HPV testing. Visual inspection with acetic acid essentially relies on application of acetic acid and waiting for 1 minute, and if one detects a definite acetovite area on the cervix, close to the squamocolumnar junction or close to the os, or a growth turning acetovite after application of acetic acid indicating a positive test. Such women are likely to harbor cervical preneoplasias or preclinical invasive cervical cancers. Visual inspection with Lugol-Cidin relies on the detection of yellow, mustard yellow, iodine non-uptake area on the cervix, which are likely to harbor cervical neoplasia. The average sensitivity and specificity and the range in these parameters as a result of a number of cross-sectional studies, well-conducted cross-sectional studies providing colposcopy and biopsy as reference standard investigations is presented here. The average sensitivity for cytology in these studies based on large numbers of women was 58%, for HPV testing 67%, for visual inspection with acetic acid 77%, visual inspection with acetic acid using low level magnification 64%, and visual inspection with Lugol-Cidin it is around 92%. The specificity of the visual tests were around 85%, while for cytology it is around 95%, and for HPV around 94%. The essential message is, in the Indian settings, in these studies, visual tests had similar sensitivity as that of cytology, and in some setting even a higher sensitivity, however a lower specificity. In low resource settings, a high sensitivity is important because testing cannot be repeated that often as has been the case in Western screening programs. The Indian studies also took into account a very important alternative programmatic approach to maximize the participation of women for screening as well as follow-up diagnosis and treatment. So these studies employed a technique where women are screened, the results are immediate, then immediately colposcopy is carried out, a colposcopic diagnosis is established, biopsies are directed, and then you decide on a treatment with cryotherapy if the lesion is totally ectocervical and occupies less than 75% of the transformation zone, or women are referred for excisional treatment with LEAP or conization if these are large lesions or lesions involving the canal. And if invasive cancers are suspected, they are referred to cancer centers for diagnosis and treatment. Another important programmatic principle used was to provide a single screening, a good quality single screening in the lifetime. And the philosophy behind this is, if the population has been covered by a single frequency of screening, and as the country or the region acquires resources, screening may be repeated after 10 years or 5 years. Now, I will describe findings from two important randomized clinical trials from India evaluating cervical screening. The first study I'm going to describe is a randomized trial evaluating visual inspection with acetic acid screening in reducing cervical cancer mortality in Dindigul district, Tamil Nadu, a collaborative project of the Christian Fellowship Community Health Center, the PSD Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, and the Cancer Institute, ADAR, with the International Agency for Research on Cancer, supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This large cluster randomized clinical trial in the Dindigul district, Tamil Nadu, involves around 82,000 women aged 30 to 59 years in about 113 clusters. Half of the clusters have been randomized to receive a single lifetime screening by trained nurses, and other half for health education on cervical cancer early detection and explaining them about the importance of detection so they can seek detection in the control group. So approximately 48,000 women in the intervention group and about 31,000 women in the control group. About 70% of the women in the intervention group participated in screening. Around 10% of the women were screen positive, that is, they had detectable acetovite lesions after application of acetic acid. And these women were subjected to colposcopy again by trained nurses under medical supervision. And biopsies were directed in women with colposcopic abnormalities. And these are the detection rates of cervical neoplasia. In fact, the detection rate of high-grade cervical neoplasia was 7 per every 1,000 women screened, and the detection rate of the invasive cancers were like 3 per 1,000 women detected. And during the same period, the detection of the invasive cancers in the control arm is also given here. What the study essentially shows is, if you screen 100 women with visual inspection with acetic acid, one woman is detected with a high-grade cervical neoplasia or invasive cancer. A second cardinal study is conducted in Usmanabad district in the Maharashtra state in collaboration with the Tata Memorial Center, Mumbai, and the Nargis Dutt Memorial Cancer Hospital in Barshi, India. This study compares the efficacy of VIA screening with that of HPV testing screening or that of conventional cytology screening in cervical cancer control in a controlled cluster randomized screening trial. This slide shows the flow chart of the Usmanabad cervical cancer screening trial. There are 52 primary health centers randomized in 4 study arms. The 52 clusters have 143,000 women, 13 clusters in the VIA group, approximately 33,000 women, and 13 clusters in the cytology group, and again approximately 33,000 women, and 13 clusters in the HPV testing group, and 13 clusters in the control group, in which the women receive health education on cervical cancer early detection, and they are advised where cervical cytology services are available, and if they come to the Nargis Dutt Memorial Cancer Hospital, they were provided with cytology services. Approximately 70% of the women invited in each group participated in screening. The screen positivity rate was around 14% in the VAA group, and about 8%, 7% in the cytology group at ASCUS threshold, and about 11% in the HPV testing group. Essentially, the study shows that at the end of the screening phase, for every 100 women tested with VIA or cytology or HPV testing, one was detected with a cervical, high-grade cervical precancer or an invasive cancer. And it means the detection rate of high-grade disease and invasive cancer are similar by VIA testing or by HPV testing or by cytology testing. However, 13% of the women were positive in VIA testing, 11% were positive in HPV testing, and 7% were positive in cytology testing. And in the control group, about 10% of the women requested cytology screening and they were screened. Now, in both the studies, both the Dindigul district screening trial and the Usmanabad district screening trial, the women are followed up both by active and passive methods for documenting cervical cancer incidence and mortality in the study groups. And by the end of 2006, we will know, as compared to the control group, to what an extent the cervical cancer incidence and mortality has been reduced by this once-a-lifetime screening, and how cost-effective these different screening interventions are. This slide shows the stage distribution of invasive cancers diagnosed in the different intervention arms of the Usmanabad district's randomized screening trial. The proportion of localized stage 1 cancers is much higher in the intervention groups as compared to the control group, which is not surprising. This is the effect of active detection. As I said earlier, we used a policy of do the colposcopy, make a colposcopic diagnosis, direct biopsies, and then wherever possible to be able to be treated with cryotherapy, we provided cryotherapy. So it means in the same sitting, cryotherapy was carried out as that of screening as well as colposcopy. In such situations, the histological status of the lesion which has been biopsied was established after treatment. So, in both the projects, in the Dindigul district project and the Usmanabad district project, we had around 4,400 women colposcoped, biopsied, and cryotherapy was carried out, or LEAP was carried out in the same instant, and the biopsy reports were collected later. Of this, approximately a third had no abnormality detected in the biopsy specimen. So that means the strategy of do colposcopy, direct biopsy, and then treat has an over-treatment rate of 36%. The treatment results, either with cryotherapy or LEAP, is mostly based on from studies in Western countries carried out under controlled hospital settings. Based on a large number of cases treated by cryotherapy by nurses as well as by mid-level clinicians in the field, in our studies we were able to establish the cure rates for different types of lesions. As you see here, the cure rates were quite satisfactory for both CIN1 and CIN2-3 lesions with both cryotherapy and LEAP. The current standard treatment for cryotherapy is a double freeze technique where you freeze for 3 minutes and thaw for 5 minutes and then freeze for another 3 minutes. So the overall treatment time is something like 12 to 15 minutes. Currently, we are evaluating a single freeze technique, that is where you freeze for only 3 minutes, vis-a-vis a double freeze technique in a randomized clinical trial. And this trial will accrue more than 600 women with CIN lesions. And the preliminary results at the moment show the cure rates associated with the single freeze and double freeze techniques are almost similar. As I said earlier, one of our important objectives is to evaluate what are the costs associated with different intervention and what are the cost effectiveness for different types of screening methods. So in the context of the Usmanabad district trial, we have assessed the cost for the different components of the screening program, such as recruitment, invitation, VIA screening, PAP screening, HPV screening, colposcopy, treatment of precancers, treatment of cancers, etc. So these details are shown in this graph. In the context of the Usmanabad district trial, we have calculated the cost of detecting a CIN 2 to 3 lesion and treating it by different screening methods. With VIA, it costs around $776 international, and with cytology it costs around $1,135 international, and with HPV testing it is much higher with the current costs of HPV testing. The essential message is ensuring high coverage, using an appropriate test, and using alternative programmatic approaches to maximize diagnosis and treatment follow-up, and ensuring that all the screen positive women are diagnosed and treated ensures cost effectiveness of cervical cancer screening irrespective of whatever method used in different types of setting where appropriate resources exist. The experience from the Indian studies have been a major source for preparing a reference document on how to optimize cervical cancer prevention programs in different settings, particularly in low-resource settings. This reference manual has been published by the Alliance for Cervical Cancer Prevention. In summary, several Indian studies have helped to document the performance characteristics of different screening tests, the detection rates of high-grade lesions associated with using these tests, the costs associated with different screening approaches, the feasibility, acceptability, and the safety of the different screening methods, the effectiveness of treatment methods such as cryotherapy by nurses and LEAP by mid-level clinicians, and the know-how, how we can organize programs. This has been a major contribution. And in coming years, these studies will also show how cost-effectively one can really reduce the burden of cervical cancer in low and medium resource settings. And we are very grateful to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for supporting these studies through the Alliance for Cervical Cancer Prevention. Thank you for your kind attention.